The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Right, let's get stuck into this. Hey, Niall and show, don't read out my name. My friend is organising my Irish hen as we are going to Marbella next month for the real one. She insisted on doing it for my mom and others that won't be going to Spain.
Okay.
It's a nice thought, but my friend is just not someone who does things with any sense of class.
Ooh.
Ooh. She's always been thrifty. She doesn't spend unless she has to. She's insisting on taking on everything for the night itself. My problem is, I know it'll be done on the cheap. The best example I can give you is that she buys Aldi Stackers instead of Pringles. And she doesn't buy branded ketchup.
Ooh.
You get my point. I'll have people from my work and Pilates there.
Oh no, what will the Pilates crowd think?
Well, they won't be eating Stackers anyway. How do I politely explain that it needs to be a bit classier for my hen without annoying her?
Wow, okay. So your friend, you say she's a good friend, has been good enough to throw you a party because of her love for you and cater for all of your family, your friends, your colleagues and your Pilates class, and you're concerned that her crisps may not be the full Pringles.
I'm going to start off by saying something, right?
Mm.
I am going to defend to the very end the Stacker.
Oh, you love a Stacker,
the
do you?
Stacker. In my personal opinion, I don't care what it makes me, if it makes me cheap, whatever, I think the Stacker is far superior to a Pringle. And I'll tell you for why. The Stacker has a bite. It has a bite that you wouldn't believe. The Pringle almost crumbles.
Mm.
The Stacker, oh, a good crunch for your crisp, all right?
Okay.
Your Pilates friends and your work friends and whoever else is going to your Irish hen are going to be there because they want to celebrate your night with you. And I can guarantee you, they don't care whether they're eating a Stacker. They don't care whether they're eating not chef ketchup. They're there for you.
Mm.
Like, your focus and your, like, reason behind all of this is absolutely, it's mad. Like, somebody is doing something really, really nice for you. This is your friend who just wants to celebrate you. Who just wants to enjoy the fact that you're going to Marbella next month and doing something in Ireland.
You can go as high end as you want in Marbella.
Or not, but like, you're missing the whole point. Imagine lads, having a friend that wanted to celebrate you and wanted to do something for you, and all you can think of is she's no sense of class. Like, imagine having a friend that said that about you. Like, imagine how hurt she would be if she heard what you've said about her in the email. I think you really need to take a look at what is important and what you deem to be important in friendship. Because if I had somebody that was going out all out to make an effort for me, then I would really think that, like, I would just be genuinely grateful that I had a friend in my corner like that.
Yeah.
It's not about Stackers.
It's not about ketchup.
It's about fun with your friends, people that you love, hanging around with. Like, I find this one really hard. It's so hard to meet good friends. And yet you've got somebody who wants to do something nice for you.
Yeah.
And all you're focused on is the fact that you think she's no sense of class. You're not. That's not a friendship. That's not a friendship. Do you know what I mean? And it's really hard to, like, I know it's your wedding and you're a hen and you're caught up in all of that and the madness of it all, and it's lovely. But, like, come on. Look at what's important.
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. What would you say to our emailer? You can get in touch. You can voice notice 085-102-9103. Okay, let's start. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad, darling.
We're good. You have some choice words for our emailer this morning, or choice thoughts.
Oh, I just think it's disgraceful. It's like, her friend has taken time and money to organise this.
Yeah.
And it's just so ungrateful. Like, I think even the whole, I'm engaged myself, I'm getting married next year, and the whole hen thing has just gone crazy between going abroad, two hens. People are going through, like, you know, buying houses, kids, different times and their stages of their lives. And it's like, people are making the effort to go. It's about spending time, having the crack with your friends. And I just think, like, I just think she's horrible. Like, to say that about your friend, just be grateful. Like, people are going to be paying to go to the hen anyway. It's not like she's paying for it all herself.
Mm.
So, like, I don't think it's going to be the way she's probably thinking anyway. I don't know. I just think it's just pathetic that she even wrote into the radio station to give out about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just hope that maybe she's got a little bit carried away and she has you know, just not being able to see things clearly, like, and was worried about what other people think rather than just focusing on the fact that she's going to be celebrating with the people that love her, like.
Yeah, and I know I'd kind of be like that in terms of, like, my hen. I want people to think it's a good hen and have a good time. But that's more, and but I'm more so from the side of I want it to be convenient for people. I don't want it to be expensive for people. Yeah, I'm more at that end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying, in my head, I'm like, I want a central location so people don't have to travel far. Like, it's more at that end,
practical,
caring what people think, that they're not, they're not being put out. But she's just more thinking she wants to impress. And look, there can be a bit of that. Like, I want people to have a good time at mine.
Of course.
But not
normal.
To the stage that you're giving out about your friend thinking that they're classless.
You're not going to be a demon going around about the ketchup brand.
No.
Karen, where's your hen, darling? Or have you got it organised yet?
Oh, haven't got that far yet. Like, I'm not getting married till next year. So, no. In Ireland, anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, no idea yet.
Highly recommend the stackers when you're packing the car
for
that
hen. Yes, I do like them.
I love them, darling. I love them.
Listen, best luck with the planning,
all right? Have a great
day, all right? Thanks a million.
Bye.
Okay, do you want to read a couple of the other ones?
Paul, your friends are not going to dissect your party. They won't give a toss. Put your snobbery aside and enjoy the night.
Susie says, tell her she doesn't deserve a hen party. Stackers all the way.
Glenn said, you know what's classy? Living within your means. You know what's not classy? Judging people for living within their means. And heaven forbid your friends and family and acquaintances think you're saving money for your special day.
And Nicole was on, I couldn't deal with her at all. What a snob. Another thing she doesn't realise, there's a cost of living crisis. People are probably at the pin of their collar just so they can go to that hen. So hats off to the friend who's doing it on the cheap. From a Pringle chief buyer, but also realises people have priorities. Okay, thank you for that.
Oh, the
Pringles are
Nicole
her priority, but she understands people have other stuff going on.
Well, Nicole, I don't know if you've had a stacker. Because if you've had a stacker, you wouldn't look back.
Are you on a collab deal or what?
Do you know what? There's two things. Just Divine Biscuits and salt and vinegar stackers. Sign me up. What do you need me to do? I'll pose with anything. I'll pose with a giant stacker.
Glenn is back tomorrow.